Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Florida's. Otters used to be a valuable source of income for an Indian River County family. Edna McPherson and her husband cleared land to build their home just off Road 60, across from where the mall is now. That was more than 60 years ago, when much of the area was marsh.
My husband, Charles Price, would go out in the marsh and set his traps. Then the next evening, he'd come home from work, and then we'd go out and run those traps. And I had a baby. We'd set the little baby in the airboat and go out and run our trap line. Otters was plentiful at that time. We'd bring them home, and we'd skin them out before we'd ever go to bed at night.
How did you sell the pelts?
We packed them in dry ice and took them to the railway station. We fixed them and packed them for shipment to New York. They paid $25 a piece for the pelts. We bought our first refrigerator and stove for our house with that money. We were up all times of the night skinning those pelts out, scraping them, getting them clean, nice and clean, rolled up and packed for shipment. Then the next night we'd do the same thing, and that started all over again.
How many otters would you typically bring in from the traps?
Well, anywhere from 5 to 10 or 15, maybe.
That's a lot of otters to skin.
That's a lot of otters to skin, but my husband was a strong, husky man. Charles Price, he believed in working hard and paying for our house and having a good home for our family.
What were the pelts used for?
For coats for rich people and collars for ladies, hats and warm clothes for people up north. Only rich people could afford to have them.
Did you also use the meat from the otter?
Sometimes we did, but we found out that a lot of people wasn't eating the meat, and I don't know why that was. But we ate the meat for a while, and it's just as good as the alligator tail was that we trapped.
How did you prepare the meat for your family?
Well, I roll mine like chicken, you know, in flour and dipped in hot fat. It was real good.
10 or 15 otters a night?
They only allowed you a permit for just so many. And if you caught your quota, well, then that was it for the night. They were plentiful, but then they made a law that we couldn't trap them anymore. So we didn't do it anymore after that.
Did you ever have an otter coat or anything like that, a collar for a sweater for yourself?
No, we didn't, because they had to be treated in some certain way to make beautiful coats for women.
You lived in the same house for 60 years. It was on Road 60, across from where the mall area is now. You and your husband cleared the land.
We had a lot of shovels and a lot of hoes and a lot of rakes. We had to go down in the canal, park our car on the road, go down on the side of the ditch and come up the other side, carry our tools across. Funny, my husband put a boardwalk across there. Hallelujah, we were glad for that.
The house is still there, right?
The house is still there, yes it is.
Did you ever think that the town of Vero would essentially come out to meet you where you live there?
No, I never did. I never thought that State Road 60 would be like it is now.
The family didn't have electricity at first, but eventually they made enough money selling otter pelts to pay for the city to extend a power line to their home.
We could pay the city $300 to get electricity in our house, and I had a built-in oven. I felt like a queen with all those appliances, which I didn't have when I was a child. The otters made it possible.
Edna McPherson grew up not far from State Road 60. Her parents' home was on what is now called 66th Avenue, a busy road that runs just west of the mall. It used to be known as Lateral A, and folks called Mrs. McPherson Edna May from Lateral A.
Even my boyfriends in high school teased me about being Edna May from Lateral A.
Edna McPherson, 84, still lives in Vero Beach. Listen to past Florida's shows anytime by going to WQCS.org and clicking on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.